Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
All right, Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning, and Dean Richard joins us. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing very well here at my appointed post, not taking the day off like all the other loads are.
I agree with you 1,000%. Right, Dave Bennett? I mean, you're here.
Well, I'm here. Vicky's here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Hey, did I hear Schwani?
Schwani is here in the house. Dave, you there?
Did I hear Schwani?
He went out. He went out for a smoke.
He's what? Probably busy eating some sweet rolls. If it's like Sunday morning. It's
well, you're not far wrong. I brought in kolachkis today.
Homemade?
No.
You said they were homemade.
I did not. I did not.
The prune ones were great.
Yeah, they were. They're all gone now.
I'm trying to picture a Dave Schwan baking anything.
You don't want to picture that. It's a catastrophe.
Well, I'm picturing like the I Love Lucy episode when the bread comes
out of the oven.
Flying out of the oven, yeah. Yep. Yeah. What's going on in Uncle Dean's kitchen for Christmas Eve? What are you making?
I'm going to make, you know, everything's going to be like super low key this year. So I'm making like a little Greek feast, some nice lamb chops and Greek potatoes. And I don't know, I might make a little special dessert or something. See how adventurous I feel.
Yeah. Well, we're going Polish tonight. And then I bought like a massive roast because I thought my sister would be coming and I'd be bringing stuff to my dad. But my sister has COVID back in Nashville, and so we're going to have meat for a lifetime here. So please stop by and pick up your order. I'll put it in the front porch for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
it's been weird. You know, all the traditional things that you would do for Christmas because of this bizarre year and everybody keeping it, you know, like super small gatherings. You know, it's just everything's changed. I've been doing Christmas appetizer recipes on TV on my cooking segments.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are putting out appetizers this year
because
there really aren't any holiday parties to speak of, you know, just small little gatherings. So,
well, then everybody's got their hands on the plates. I saw those Christmas trees you made yesterday. Did you, when the show was over?
Those adorable?
Those were awesome. Those were awesome. Did you like wipe them out yourself right after the, like went right when they went to break?
They're in the refrigerator right now.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with a big tray of little Christmas wrappers. It's a cream cheese, roasted red peppers, basil. What else is in? Parmesan cheese. You roll it up in one of those spinach tortilla rolls.
Yeah.
And you roll it up real good and tight. And kind of once it's rolled up, you can kind of shape it because of the cream cheese. And you shape it into a triangle. I put it in the freezer for about an hour. So, you know, it's a lot easier to handle that way. Then you take the roll out and cut it into maybe like 3/4 inch pieces. And because it's, you know, triangular shaped and now frozen, they look like little Christmas trees when they come out. They're absolutely adorable.
Why don't you take a folding table, put it out in the front of the house, and just put them out there for people, walker buys.
Right. Here's some random food. Here's some random food from a complete stranger. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, nice. I meant to tell you this last time we talked on the air, but my daughter Emma gauges your 6:55 report on TV every day as her need to like speed it up to get out of the house. She gets picked up at 7 o'clock, but the way it works is she goes, "OS, is Uncle Dean on already?"
OS?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't want, you know what?
Oh.
The S word, yes.
I didn't want to say it on the air. I forgot she's a teenager.
She's almost 16, so yeah. She goes, oh my God, is that Uncle Dina ready?
In my mind, Emma is still 6 years old.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, wow, salty language for a six-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's a teenager now. But I get that a lot, especially my 6 o'clock, which is about 6:55-ish. Mm-hmm. People use me as their alarm clock. If they see me on TV, they know they got to get going.
Yeah, yeah. That's her thing. That's okay. Got to get moving.
I have many, many functions in this world.
You do, you do, you do. You know, this Christmas Day, and I totally miss, and I'm sure you do too, being in a theater. But it's historically one of the biggest movie days of the year. And although we're in the middle of this worst health crisis in modern history, tomorrow continues that trend. Not so much in Illinois, but there'll be some changes, but there's big movies coming out.
Yeah, there are a lot of big movies, and really some of the best movies of the year that are coming out for Christmas release. Now, some of them are only in theaters, which in the Chicago area means you're not going to be able to go and see them. Mm-hmm. But like in Indiana, I noticed Indiana showing some of these. I don't know if a lot of people even want to go into a theater right now. Yeah. But if you do, you want to take a little trip to Indiana, get some smokes and some fireworks, and go see a movie. you know, that could be your new Christmas tradition.
It's touching,
But a lot of these Christmas movies are going to be on video on demand in early January.
Okay.
So if you can't see them this weekend, you will be able to see them soon. But some of them are streaming on demand right now. Do you want me to get into the reviews now, or do you need to take a break?
I need to take a quick break, but the news of the world, and I saw your Tom Hanks interview.
How do you like when I direct the show from where I am?
I love that. That's all
how
you.
For being a control freak?
I have to deal with this every Sunday,
Dave.
Yeah,
that's all right. That's all right. I appreciate the direction.
Are you supposed to be talking right now?
No. Dave is supposed to be completely silent until I cue him. Here it goes. Dave, what is the weather like today? A little chilly?
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
All right, it's Dave Plyer and for Bob Surratt. We're talking to Dean Richards on all the Christmas movies that are going to be coming out tomorrow.
Hey, is that Frank Sinatra?
Is that, isn't that something?
Who is he duetting with there?
That's Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, very nice.
But they
somebody should do a Frank Sinatra show.
Somebody should do one of those.
Right
before Dean Richards' Sunday morning, of course.
Yeah.
Cyndi taped it, I think, in the 80s. It was a very special Christmas, but they used a recording of Frank's, because I think he was done recording by then, like from the 1950s. You could actually, seriously, hear a record scratch like in the background, like from the masters when he's singing.
Yeah, I think that duets album that he did, that nobody was actually in the room with them on any of the songs.
Mm-mm, none of them.
They all did it completely separately.
That's true.
Cool. Very cool, though.
Great Tom Hanks interview. And by the way, still my favorite WGN Morning News bit was when he came and toured through the studio. That was an absolute class. Probably the top event that's ever happened on that news.
That is. We've asked our viewers over and over their favorite moments, period, on the WGN TV Morning News, and the Tom Hanks walked down the hall. He didn't know that we were going to surprise him with a cavalcade of his characters.
Yeah,
our staff dressed up as his characters along the hallway. So you could see he was surprised at first, and then he was just laughing. And
he was creeped out by the bosom buddies thing. I remember
that was
it was creepy.
That was an intern who enjoyed getting dressed up as a woman a little too much. That was a little weird, but my favorite moment still during that whole thing, you know, this long hallway where when you enter WGN, you got to walk down this long hallway. Muriel Clare,
I remember that,
was walking down the hallway at that moment. She just happened to be in the hallway then, and Tom stops her and says, "Now, who am I supposed to be here?" It was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. But news of the world, that out of this entire list, I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, this is a really good movie. Tom Hanks has never done a Western before, and this one is a really good one. He plays a guy, this is post-Civil War, plays a guy who goes from small town to small town reading the news reading newspapers, really, mm-hmm. to people in these small towns who have no access to any kind of news. Remember, you know, this is 1870, so there was not a lot of news access. Some people couldn't even read, so this was their only way of finding out what was going on in the world. As he's traveling from small town to small town, he encounters a young girl who was orphaned. And he decides to take on the responsibility of returning her to her nearest relatives or closest relatives, which happens to be 400 miles away, completely out of his way. And in the rugged terrain, you know, it's going to be a very long journey. So this movie is about those two things. And, you know, lots of super exciting things happen along the way. It's a white knuckler. It's a big, beautiful, vast movie that was actually shot in New Mexico. So it's gorgeous. But it's always something to me when these really big movies tell really small stories. And this is a really beautiful, intimate story between this grizzled old cowboy, really, and this young girl. Two completely different worlds coming together, not sure what's going to happen. Tom Hanks is great. This young girl, Helena Zaget is her name. She's a young German actress, both star in this. And I give it a – this one is going to be only in theaters for right now, opening Christmas Day, and then video on demand early January. But I give it a Dean's List A.
Excellent, excellent. And this Wonder Woman, this 1984, this has been delayed quite a bit. I mean, this is finally coming out, right?
Yeah, finally, after really almost 6 months of delays. It was supposed to be a 4th of July movie. But now finally, they've released it both in theaters on Christmas Day. Well, actually, that one is open now. You can see it in theaters now or on HBO Max. And it's, you know, everything you'd expect from a superhero movie. It's got all the fun, all the excitement, a good story. Gal Gadot is great in this movie. Kristen Wiig is one of the villains in the movie. Yeah. And surprisingly, she plays a fantastic job of the dark and disturbed side. So this one also I liked very much. I gave it Dean's List B+.
Promising Young Woman
is Carrie Mulligan. She's already won some awards for Best Actress on this one. She plays a woman who goes to night spots, pretends to be drunk, and waits for creepy guys to come and try to take advantage of her. And then she turns the tables on them. It's a revenge thriller epic. It's very, very dark and disturbing content because it's really about sexual assault. But it's also a black comedy. This movie is really a little of both. It's oddly entertaining for such serious subject matter. I gave this one a Dean's List B+. Also, this is another one that's only in theaters Christmas Day, video on demand early January.
And there's always a ton of kids movies that come out this time of year also, but Soul is the big one from Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, Disney Pixar put this one together. There is a middle school band teacher who is a musician. He's always dreamed about being a real jazz musician, and he finally gets an opportunity to play in a jazz combo, a real jazz combo, to be a professional jazz musician. And while he's so elated by this, while he's leaving, learning that he got the gig, he falls into an open manhole and falls into what appears to be the waiting room for heaven. It's called the Great Beyond. The Great Beyond.
All right.
He's there. He's not really supposed to be there, but he encounters these little creatures that just look like they could have been right out of Fantasia. These little creatures help the souls who are there, who are both going into the earth and leaving the earth, find their purpose, find their spirit, find their personalities, something that this bored music school teacher never had. So he and his spiritual guide go on this quest to find the real meaning of life. It's really funny. It's beautifully drawn. It is a really nice life lesson. This is the family movie for the weekend, for sure. And hey, guess what? You can watch it now. You don't have to wait
until
early January. It's streaming on Disney Plus, and I gave that one a Dean's List A also.
Well, and the other thing you can watch as a family, if you're up late tonight, is Bozo Gar and Ray, another airing at...
Oh, really? Tell me about that.
At 10 o'clock tonight, right?
Bozo Gar and Ray, tell me more. Wait. You mean our two-hour tribute Bozo Circus, Ray Rayner, and Garfield Goose with Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman?
You betcha.
That Bozo Garden,
that's
right?
That's him. That's him tonight.
10 o'clock tonight on WGN-TV, streaming on WGNTV.com/live, or you can watch it on the WGN News app. So anyone, anywhere in the world, if you've got family and friends that grew up in Chicago watching these classic Chicago children's shows, they'll get a big blast of Chicago memories tonight starting at 10, right before Midnight Mass.
I love it. Very cool. Dean, Merry Christmas, and stay healthy, my friend.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Take care.